What's next? Get out of reach?
No. A mathematical game played on a field of two perfect squares, using three perfect spheres, and a lot of diamonds. In other words, billiards.
Oh, boy! That's for me!
You know the game, don't you, Donald?
Of course! The cue ball has to hit the other two balls. Like this.
Now let's see how an expert at three cushion billiards uses his head. He figures out each shot in his head. He could play it like this, but it calls for quite a bit of luck. There is a better choice. For this, he uses the diamond markings on the rail as a mathematical guide. First, he figures the natural angle for hitting the object balls. And then he finds that his cue ball must bounce off the number three diamond. Next, he gets ready for the shot, and he needs a number for his cue position. This calls for a different set of numbers.
Very confusing, isn't it?
Not when you get the hang of it. You see, the cue position is four. Now a simple subtraction. Three from four is one. So if he shoots for the first diamond, he should make it. It's called playing the diamond system. Natural angle, two. Cue position, 1.5, 2, 2.5, 3, 3.5. 2 from 3.5 is 1.5. So, shoot halfway between the first and second diamonds.
There's nothing to it. The next one. Let's see now. If I hit it here, it'll bounce there and go here. If I hit it here, 4.5 minus 3, 3.5 plus 4 added to 2, I guess I should shoot about here.
No, no, Donald. There's no guesswork to mathematics. It's quite simple. Natural angle for the hit, 2. Cue position, 3.5. How much is 3.5 minus 2?
1.5.
You're making it tough for yourself, Donald.
How near that cat for mathematics, Mr. Spirit?
Wonderful.